Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Strappolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission announced a settlement with Equifax over its 2017 data breach that exposed personal and payment information on 147 million Americans, Canadians, and British nationals. Equifax agreed to pay at least $575 million, submit to third-party assessments every 2 years, and invest $1 billion to improve security. The fine could reach up to $700 million, with up to $425 million to compensate consumers and pay for credit protection services for those affected, $175 million paid to 48 states, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico, and $100 million to the U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The settlement represents up to 20% of Equifax's 2018 revenue. Alibaba announced it will now allow small businesses in the United States to sell on Alibaba.com. Until now, U.S. businesses could only buy items on the platform and account for about one-third of buyers on Alibaba, but 95% of sellers come from China. The new plan will allow U.S. merchants to sell to buyers in big markets like India, Brazil, Canada, and of course the U.S. Researchers from the International Computer Science Institute found up to 1,325 Android apps collecting data from devices even after users denied those permission settings. Of the 88,000 apps looked at from the Google Play Store, the apps that violated permissions on Android used workarounds hidden in its code that would take personal data from sources like Wi-Fi connections and metadata stored in photos. The researchers notified Google and the FTC about these issues last September, and Google said it would address the issues in Android Q, which is expected to be released this year. Facebook announced it's opening its Map with AI tool to the OpenStreetMap community to identify rural areas in Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Indonesia, Mexico, Nigeria, Tanzania, and Uganda, and hopes to eventually cover the entire world. Map with AI spots patterns in satellite imagery to identify possible roads that may not be paved or named, and highlights them in OSM's platform. Facebook built a neural network model to recognize roads on satellite images with a resolution of 2 square feet per pixel, then volunteers on OSM are used for final verification. Facebook also announced its rapid editor to auto-detect roads from satellite imagery and include additional data integrity checks. In other Facebook news, the company has agreed to pay a $5 billion fine to the U.S. FTC and submit to an oversight regimen after violating its previous FTC agreement when it collected phone numbers for security, but then used those numbers for advertising purposes without disclosure. The fine is 20 times more than the previous highest penalty by any privacy regulator in the world. It is also less than Facebook's Q1 profit. Facebook's board must establish an independent privacy commission to remove CEO Mark Zuckerberg's control over decisions affecting user privacy. Compliance officers from Facebook must submit quarterly certifications that the company is following all FTC mandates regarding privacy. An independent assessor will review Facebook's privacy program twice a year. Facebook also announced it's stopping some potential access to friends lists by Microsoft and Sony due to some old code. The U.S. Department of Justice's Antitrust Division has launched a review to consider the widespread concerns that consumers, businesses, and entrepreneurs have expressed about search, social media, and some retail services online. The review will look at whether online platforms have reduced competition, stifled innovation, or otherwise harmed consumers. The DOJ did not name any companies specifically. However, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told CNBC that Amazon destroyed the retail industry across the United States and that it's appropriate for the Attorney General to investigate it and other tech companies. Netflix launched its previously announced mobile-only service in India for 199 rupees a month. That's about $3 U.S. The previous test of the service had been more expensive. The new Netflix tier in India is less expensive than Hotstar, which is the market leader there, but more expensive than Prime Video. Samsung announced it made improvements to the Galaxy Fold to better protect the flexible screen and plans to begin selling the device sometime in September at the same price of $1,980. The top protective layer of the display has been extended beyond the bezel, which should prevent users trying to remove it like a typical screen protector. Both hinges of the device now feature protective caps, the space between the hinge and the body has been reduced, and the screen has been reinforced with additional metal layers underneath. However, T-Mobile told The Verge that it will not offer the Galaxy Fold for sale once it goes back. The U.S. Justice Department approved the $26 billion merger of T-Mobile and Sprint. The DOJ approved the deal after Dish reached an agreement to acquire Boost Mobile, Virgin Mobile, Sprint's prepaid business, and certain spectrum assets in order to become a viable fourth carrier. Dish will also get access to at least 20,000 cell sites and hundreds of retail locations, as well as access to the combined T-Mobile network for 7 years. FCC Chair Ajit Pai previously stated he would not vote to block the deal, but there is still a multi-state lawsuit seeking to block the deal brought by a dozen states' attorneys general. WhatsApp confirmed the messaging app now has 400 million monthly active users in India. Facebook had previously announced the app had 250 million users as of 2017. Counterpoint Research estimates India has 450 million smartphone users. However, it's worth noting WhatsApp is also available on feature phones running KaiOS. And finally, in a bipartisan report, the Senate Intelligence Committee stated the election systems in all 50 U.S. states were targeted by Russia during the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The report found no evidence that any votes were changed, but that Russian cyber actors were in a position to delete or change user data in an Illinois voting database. Some recommendations for future elections were redacted for security reasons, but the report suggested ensuring a paper trail for voting machines and registration systems be kept in place. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.